Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Had a great show this week. We have a couple of segments that you are not going to believe. A church service that occurred in Tacoma, Washington yesterday. You're not going to believe what we're going to be talking about on that one. Stick around. We're going to be talking about it in the second half. First half, we're going politics. I have Dan Pacini on the line with me. And, of course, the unofficial, soon-to-be official co-host of this show, Jim McKinney. Jimmy, you're pretty upset about a number of things that are going on in the executive office right now. Why don't you start us out?
Yeah, I don't really talk about the executive office. I talk about more about the Biden regime, because there is no serious leadership in the White House right now. And it's evident by some of the things that have happened over the last week. The first one that really bothers me is we're facing a global supply chain problem that is really affecting port offloading, transportation distribution in the United States. The Secretary of Transportation under this regime is Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg, in spite of this crisis that may have significant impact, that will have a significant impact on the economic future of this nation, he's been on paternity leave since August, according to the White House, since he and his partner adopted two young children. So, you know, what is the Secretary of Transportation? What is the entire regime doing to support or to try and change what's happening with the supply chain issues? Oh, they're begging UPS and FedEx and Walmart to go ahead and work harder to try, you know, and keep these ports open for 24 hours. The problem is the unions and the COVID lockdowns and all their policies that are really impacting the future and truck drivers, and just goes on and on and on the labor market. It's incredible. So that's bothering me a lot.
I'll tell you one thing that I think is incredible about that. Buttigieg happens to be Pacini, being from San Francisco. Buttigieg is Pacini's favorite politician.
Yeah, he certainly is. You know, these people, they don't have any answers. They really don't. They're winging it. You can tell they're winging it because they change the subject and they tell cute stories and they, you know, they always have an interesting and fun answer, but they really don't know what they're doing. And they say, well, we're going to get together and meet and we're going to have a blue ribbon panel and we're going to do this and that. The fact of the matter is they're not business people. They're politicians. They spend their time just being at the front of everything and leading the train, and they just do not have any answers to any of these problems. You know, we had a businessman president. I keep going back to this. The Americans chose wrong. I hate to say it. They did. They chose wrong. They do that every so often. And that was a person who could have addressed these issues and would have kept them as a focus. The fact of the matter is this administration is asleep at the switch and they don't know what to do. So they talk about other issues. They keep changing the subject. This has been talked about. I'm not the first one to talk about this. They keep changing the subject. And that's why you have in the forefront all these other issues about race and gender and everything else, because those are the issues they're comfortable with. And it's a way to take you off the subject of how bad they are at Afghanistan and everything else, the border. So this is just another one in line. And so, Americans, stay tuned. We're in for a wild ride here, I think.
You know,
yeah, real quick, I wanted to talk about the next issue that's bothering me. So Ron Klain, the chief of staff for Biden, actually retweeted a tweet from a Harvard economist, a very supportive Biden regime economist. It basically said, hey, inflation's a high-class problem. And Ron Klain puts two little fingers down pointing to, hey, read this. This is important to understand. When gas goes in a year from $2.19 to over $3.29, that doesn't affect the high-class people. That affects the working-class people. When inflation is at 5.4% for, you know, this last period, the most in 40 years for an increase in Social Security, the second highest increase ever in history. Yep. These problems are going to affect all Americans. I do not understand why these people, they're politicians, but they understand politics. How can they continue to try to shift and change the subject and not addressing these issues that are going to come back and hit them heavily in the next election? It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, people are upset, really upset about the border issues. Hispanics have turned completely against the Biden administration, the Biden regime. The black community is actually beginning to wake up and say, what the heck's going on? The people in that usually don't get involved, the independents and the moderates that just don't really care, they're showing massive swing towards away from the Democrats and Biden, massive numbers. So why do they continue down this road without understanding, looking at those numbers and saying, what the heck's going on? That I can't for the life of me understand why they're doing it and why they continue down this road to try to deflect and just shape the spin and not understand the political damage that they're doing to themselves, unless they've got another agenda. And that's what really concerns me right now. What is going on behind the scenes? Who are the payoffs for? What are they working? What's going on?
There has to be something very serious going on. And the reason I say that is every American with an IQ above 2 or 2.5, let's say, are looking at the polls and they're saying, let's see, the guy is down into, in some polls, the 30 percentile approval rating. This just doesn't make any sense. Why are they doing what they are doing? Perhaps they feel that they can simply ram their agenda down the Americans' throat. I don't see that happening. I have more faith in Americans than that, you guys.
Well, you know, I'd like to chime in on this. I think we're looking at them wrong. They're not interested in being effective. They're not interested in helping people.
Then what the hell are they interested in being? What are they interested in, Danny?
They're interested in being seen as being caring and effective and addressing these problems. They don't want to fix any of these problems. They want the problems to persist so they can again be seen as trying to address it and being the ones that are the most caring about it. So the fact of the matter is they don't really know what they're doing and they don't care about the unintended consequences. They want the numbers to work their way. That's why they are allowing our back gate to be open. They want the electorate to change, the whole electorate, they want it to look different, and they want to change the narrative, so they want people thinking about problems in a different way, and that's why they indoctrinate children to grow up thinking about race and gender and who's evil and who's not, and all these issues like climate, make those their main focus. They don't care about fixing problems. They just want the numbers to work their way so they continue in power.
You know, I think you have a very good point there when we're talking about changing demographics, actually using law enforcement to enforce their political policies. And you talk about actually you reduce the economy. I was just talking to my wife about this a little while ago. You know, 20 years ago, look at Venezuela and look at the comparisons to what's happening right now and where we're headed. And I think it's appealing to the people that just are not connected or somehow they've got, I don't know, so afraid of what's happening in the world right now that they're going to go ahead and get these influences and push these people. And people just believe it. And they just believe it because the electorate actually is very uneducated when it comes to these issues.
Dan, let me break in here because we've got to take a commercial break here in about 20 seconds. I'm going to say this. I think what the Democrats, what's happening is we are getting proof positive that particular segment of the political spectrum is not capable effectively of running this particular country. You guys, quick commercial break, and then we're going to be right back for another 8-minute segment. Stick around.